Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Most Alaskans are $1,174 richer today. Permanent fund dividends are being deposited into the bank accounts of 535,000 Alaskans who check the direct deposit box on their permanent fund dividend application for this year. 93,000 paper checks will also go out in the U.S. mail for today. Sentencing planned for early December for the Juneau man who attempted to rob a bank and then promptly gave up. 66-year-old Kenneth Montoya pled guilty yesterday to a single count of robbery in the second degree. He was originally charged with theft and robbery in the first degree. Montoya was arrested minutes after he used a toy or fake gun to rob a teller at First National Bank on Front Street, minutes after opening May 31st. He reportedly asked bank employees to call police during the robbery. The maximum sentence is 10 years in prison with a $100,000 fine, but Montoya will likely be ordered to serve 1 to 3 years in prison and spend 15 years on probation. A North Star Borough School District Assistant Superintendent has pled not guilty to a driving under the influence charge. Assistant Superintendent Wayne Gerke is accused of speeding and weaving down Cushman Street early Sunday morning in Fairbanks. Police say his breath alcohol content registered 0.14, nearly twice the legal limit of 0.08. Additional tests have been negative for the evidence of toxins in a white powder found in an envelope delivered to the U.S. District Court Clerk's office in Anchorage last month. FBI spokesman Eric Gonzalez said that the case remains under investigation. The powder prompted the evacuation of the Anchorage Federal Building September 23rd. Initial field testing also tested negative for toxins. The fate of two men accused of torturing and beating a man to death now rests with a Bethel jury. Jeff Hout of Bethel and Harry Williams of Queethlick are facing first-degree murder charges for the killing of 19-year-old Benjamin Kaiser of Hoover Bay last October. Attorneys wrapped up their arguments early Tuesday afternoon. By more than a 2-to-1 margin, Juneau voters Tuesday rejected a citizens' initiative that would have levied a 15-cent tax on plastic grocery bags at certain retailers. Dixie Belcher is director of the nonprofit group Turning the Tides, which sponsored Proposition 5 in an attempt to get people to use more reusable bags instead of plastics. Despite the measure's failure, Belcher says the group is pleased with the awareness it raised of the pollution and environmental harm caused by plastic bags, and she says they hope to build on that momentum.
I think we're going to be talking to teachers, to school teachers, with the possibility that some children can make bags in the schools, you know, that they could take home and their families would use. That's one idea that we have. We've brought movies and speakers and, you know, stuff like that. And we're just going to continue to do that sort of thing and also try to reach people that we haven't reached.
And that includes public officials in the business community. Belcher thinks some voters who oppose the tax would have supported a ban on plastic bags. While Turning the Tides probably will not attempt another citizens' initiative, she says it will continue to push for change on the grassroots level. Weather forecast for the capital city area calls for rain today or rain likely for today, tonight, and most of this weekend. Temperatures pretty much in the 40s. Could get as high as 49 degrees today, as low as 39 degrees this weekend.